National Rural News.
Signs of the dairy industry's slow rebuild from last year's crisis continue to strengthen after Fonterra announced it'd be increasing the average price paid to farmers by 20 cents per kilogram of milk solids. I caught up with Rabobank senior analyst Michael Harvey to find out more about the state of the industry and started by asking what the increase means for suppliers.
It's good news for their suppliers. You know, it's been a difficult 18 months for a lot of dairy farmers in southern Australia, and we knew that there was better milk prices coming this season. Because of, you know, world markets being in much better shape. But this is, you know, confirmation much earlier in the season that, you know, things are looking good from that perspective. So it's encouraging. You know, it's going to boost cash flows and give, you know, start to drive an improvement in confidence at the farm.
It seems really early in the season for this kind of announcement. Is it relatively normal, though?
I mean, it's something they continue to monitor, but I think the reality is that, you know, the global market has recovered and remains quite firm. But you've actually seen, just even though in the last few weeks, you know, that some global prices continue to move higher, particularly butter. You know, we've got global butter prices at record levels that continue to defy gravity, and that's almost supporting the whole dairy complex. So I think it's just giving some exporters, you know, some encouragement that, you know, the global market has been in good shape and it has some further upside. But Fonterra did warn today, certainly, that, you know, the Aussie dollar's not doing what we'd like to do in terms of export return. So it remains a bit of a risk. But the reality is, you know, global prices in US dollar pricing is really firm with, you know, some upside in the last couple of weeks as well.
We'll explore the issue with butter there. How long can that trend continue for?
Look, at some stage you'll see heat come out of the butter market. You know, that'll be a combination of, you know, a supply response, putting some, you know, product back in the market, but also, you know, you might see demand in some channels start to be impacted by, you know, record high pricing and shortages of product. But that's going to be a little while away. I mean, it takes a long time to sort of turn the tap on in terms of butter production, because right now you've got ongoing strong demand, particularly in consumer markets around the world, where consumers are wanting butter over margarine. So that's an ongoing demand story. But the problem from a supply perspective is, one, there's no stock, and two, you know, butter is still going to be competing for milk. You know, when dairy processors collect milk, they're going to make a decision around where do they maximise the value of that milk. You know, and there is, you know, good pricing for cheese and milk powders and so forth. So, you know, you've got to actually get that supply response as well, given that there's no stocks in the market. So it might be a 12-month period before we actually start to see a real correction in the butter market.
Now, they've also updated their forecast closing milk price to top dollar of $5.80. Are you expecting they might review that again, considering all those conditions we've spoken about?
Yeah, I think they'll review it again, but it's certainly in line with where we see the market over the, you know, the rest of the season. You know, it's only just begun, and there's clearly some good signals there, but there's some risks as well. And the dollar's the one we talked about, but we're also mindful that, you know, what we are seeing globally is milk prices improve for all farmers in export regions, and that is going to lead to a supply response. So we need to also be mindful that that's on the horizon as well. So you certainly can't rule out anything in these markets, but, you know, there might be more upside to come, but it's certainly where they're suggesting they'll get to is in line with where we see things as well.
More broadly speaking, since the start of this season, have you noticed much movement from or change in suppliers from farmers?
There certainly has been a big shift. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's hard to get data to confirm exactly what's happened, but you're seeing the processors talk about, you know, a big shift of milk, and Fonterra have one that has, you know, suggested that they increased their milk supply here in Australia last season by 3%, and that is a clear indication that they picked up milk, because, you know, nationally production was down about 7 or 8%, but they've actually been able to offset that and pick up 3% growth. I mean, they're already talking about, you know, nearing optimal capacity with recent investments. So they've certainly collected milk, but other companies have been active as well. Bega Cheese, Warrnambool Cheese and Butter have both been, you know, publicly saying that they've been able to go out and get more milk for their processing capacity. And that has obviously, you know, meant Murray Goulburn's been the most vulnerable. So there's been a lot of shifting of milk, yeah.
Rabobank senior analyst Michael Harvey speaking on the state of the dairy industry at the moment, 1 month into the new season. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget we are on Twitter if you'd like to give us a follow, at Nat Rural News. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.